This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, we now bring you a discussion on Press and Democracy. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, Senior Journalist, and Vinay Kumar, Journalist.
The National Press Day, which is symbolic of a free and responsible press in India, is being celebrated today. In fact, today is the 52nd anniversary that Press Council of India is celebrating National Press Day in India. Several programs have been held in the national capital, other places in the country, where concerns have been expressed over emerging new challenges to free media, to a responsible media, to a credible media. Mr. Bhattacharya, if we see distinctly that after independence, print media came in a very robust form, and the main objective was the mission to rebuild our nation after years and years of being under British rule. So from print media, over the past couple of decades, we have seen explosion of technology. So it has completely transformed the media scene. So the very crucial question now emerges that what are the challenges in this new form of media, digital media, social media, websites, apart from the print to which we were all accustomed to read your daily newspaper early in the morning and come to know what is happening around the world in our country. But these spaces have been filled in by electronic channels, by Twitter, by other means on your smartphone, on TV screens. If you have access to technology, you can get to know within a minute what has happened. So how the role of media has changed and how this technology has brought about new challenges in media?
I think in the last 2 years since Press Council of India was set up, the challenges have grown manifold. In 1966, the challenges were largely, as the Press Council of India was mandated to do, was to uphold the freedom of the press and make sure that press remains responsible. So both freedom and responsibility were the twin goals of the Press Council of India, which was supposed to look after the interest of free media. Over the years, as you was rightly pointed out, you have seen an explosion of media. You have seen electronic media, television channels, then you have seen the websites, which is the digital media, and now you have, latest in the last 10 years, you have seen the social media. Now, the challenges clearly are not just about freedom and responsibility, but today the challenges are of a different type. And that challenge arises because the entry barrier to media has completely collapsed. Now, when I say the entry barrier that was exercised by the media editors, the journalists, even the few publications that were operational then. Now that entry barrier has gone away and anybody or everybody can actually be a journalist and express his views either through his own website or through his blogs or through his social media platform. So therefore, there is an explosion of information, explosion of views, explosion of analysis, and therefore the biggest challenge today is coming because of the lowering of the entry barrier is coming from the credibility of the media. How do you judge that the piece of information that you are consuming is correct or wrong? So therefore, the responsibility issue as well as the freedom issue have actually got a little more complex. So I think if you are talking about the challenges before the media today, it is largely arising out of an explosion of new platforms that are accessed and controlled by people without any regulation or self-regulation by the media practitioners. So in such a scenario, it is very important that the readers become more responsible, and if there are better sense of discipline among the practitioners of these different forms of media, I would say this will be a welcome development. But by and large, the challenges have actually become more complex and becoming a little more difficult to meet, because the old school of the Press Council of India coming into ensuring that something is reported wrongly, something is defamatory, I don't think it will be applied right now, because so much information is in the open platforms and so much information can be consumed. So therefore, there is greater need for self-regulation, there is greater need for the readers to apply the yardstick of credibility before they consider that this is right and this is not fake news.
That is why concerns about fake news have been mounted.
Absolutely.
Because of lack of credibility, because of, as you said, free availability of all these new platforms in digital world. In fact, Mr. Arun Jaitley, our Union Finance Minister, who gave away awards on the National Press Day for Excellence in Journalism, which were constituted by the Press Council of India, he, in his speech, also hinted towards the same aspect, saying that nobody can complain now that the free speech is in danger due to availability of multiple choices. Mr. Bhattacharya, if we go back a few years and look at what happened during emergency, the black period when press freedom was curtailed and censorship was imposed, and this was also hinted by Mr. Jaitley in his speech that now there cannot be any prior censorship on media because of availability of multiple choices. How do you analyze that period coming on to the technology explosion which we were talking about? Certainly, the history of media can be divided into pre-emergency and post-emergency. And it has remained a subject of academic discussion and passionate discussion among journalists, particularly among senior journalists like you on various forums.
I think you have raised a very important issue. I don't, for one, see that the emergency 1975 to 77 kind of press censorship that we saw can repeat itself in the current environment. The challenges are there, but those press censorship that we saw in 75 and 77 cannot be exercised in today's media scenario for the simple reason that there are multiple sources of information, there are multiple platforms. You cannot, one fine evening, you cannot just switch off the electricity to the printing presses of the entire country and make sure that you have blacked out all information. So today, even if you do that, there is electronic media, there is social media, there's digital media to talk about and convey that message. So I don't think emergency kind of a threat can happen in the same way. But what I do worry about is the business model that drives this new media, wherein that the user pays model doesn't work anymore, where the consumer, which is the reader, is not really paying for the content that he's consuming. And what the user doing is actually his consumption cost is being subsidized to a great extent, almost to the tune of 80 to 90% of the cost by the advertiser. So I see that this business model where the user does not pay can actually be a challenge for the freedom of the media or for ensuring the goals of the media becomes responsible. In what way is something that we can all see how it pans out. But one way it is this danger can lurk is the way the advertiser can one day get wiser, and whoever that advertiser could be, it could be a corporate entity, it could be even the government. And with the advertising clout, you can actually control the media platforms. And therefore, we need a situation where the user must be encouraged to pay, where the content that whose costs are incurred, and that cost is defrayed not by a third agent, but by the person who is using it. So I think it's important to move into a scenario in which the user pays model is introduced, because that is where you are facing a bigger challenge for a media that is dependent on its own revenues from the readers rather than on the revenues from the advertisers.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Mr. A. Surya Prakash also expressed his concerns about the emerging challenges in media. Let's now listen to Mr. Surya Prakash's message.
I want to convey my very best wishes to all my media friends today. I believe that democracy and free press go hand in hand. There is no free press if there is no democracy. That is why we must value our constitutional way of life, the core values in our constitution, all these valuable things that have been given to us by our founding fathers, and protect our democratic environment and the free press. Of late, there have been many attacks on media, especially from the extremist groups. Recently, we lost our Doordarshan cameraman Sahu to an Naxalite attack in Chhattisgarh. This is most unfortunate and tragic. We still have such groups who are hostile to media, and we must always guard against such elements and ensure that the press remains free in this country.
We just heard Mr. Surya Prakash's message. Another worry is, Mr. Bhattacharya, as you said, to point it out towards business model. Mr. Jetty also indicated towards this, and there has to be an introspection among various quarters of media, that non-viable players entering the media scene just to get a visiting card and without any responsibility exercising their right to free speech. And non-viable players mean you are very keen to own an electronic channel, you are very keen to have a newspaper and to exercise influence in the society and in the larger body of our nation. So that is not the question of survival, but it very critically impinges on the free speech, the model which doyens of Indian journalism, as you said, the practitioners of media, they practiced and they professed, and the values which they upheld, that is coming under a serious cloud.
What we are seeing now is an explosion of information and media, and I do share the concern of the minister that a lot of unworthy elements have got into the media space and probably not following the tenets of free and responsible journalism. I mean, as a media practitioner myself, I am worried about it. But let me also say that media is a business where more media is not bad media. Because as long as you are more media, at least you will not be worried about snuffing out vices, which is the spirit of democracy. And where democracy survives, and the media needs to also survive and thrive. And more media can therefore be not bad news. Having said that, let me also say that if media does not do its job responsibly or does not exercise its freedom, then the biggest safeguard for the media industry is its readers. The readers are the biggest safeguard. The readers can actually punish bad media much more emphatically and much more effectively than anything else or any regulation can do. If a media platform is known for offering fake news or news that is false, it is the first point where it will be caught is at the reader's gate. The reader will immediately sense it. So therefore, I am concerned about it, that a lot of unworthy elements have got into the media to take advantage of this explosion of this industry. But I feel that readers will be the best safeguard for this industry. And if we can create that awareness among readers to distinguish between fake news and credible news, which is why I said at the beginning that it is important that readers must play the role that they are required to play, and readers must be freed from the stranglehold of the advertisers, because if readers are made free to make their choices by paying for the content that they think they should, and they are not subsidized by the advertisers, I feel that the readers can play that role of being a safeguard against bad journalism. I think that dream can be realized sooner than later.
As you rightly said, you know, self-regulation is the best regulation. It shouldn't come through courts, or media should not be chained, or its voice should not be curtailed just because of some law or some other legal curtailment.
I think time has come where the legal framework that governs the practice of the media needs to be reviewed. I mean, for example, there has been a long pending demand that the defamation laws need to be decriminalized, because this is a pre-independence legislation where freedom of the press can be curbed to a great extent, because if you have the defamation law as a criminal provision, it has a chilling effect on free voice. So therefore, the legal framework also needs to be subjected to fresh review, so that a lot of activities have been decriminalized of late. Maybe it is time to look at defamation as a law. Defamation practiced by media particularly may not be non-media, but we can single out the media and say that if you are a media practitioner, your defamation cannot be a criminal case, but only be a civil case, and that can be expedited. So the legal framework definitely needs some further reform, and judiciary can actually play a very constructive role.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on press and democracy. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, senior journalist, and Vinay Kumar, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.